All right, let's jump right into it. We are doing our picks segment.
Yes, indeed. We got to give love first, though. You know, this is brought to you by Bet Online. It is definitely our place to run your bets, man.
You know it. We gotta do that. We get the odds from Bet Online. These are as of Thursday afternoon. So if they change a little bit or a guy is out and that affects it, you can't hold it against us. We're recording it a little bit early in the week. So these are our week 11 picks, as always, brought to us by Bet Online, where you can just bet about anything.
Just about. World Cup is on there, NBA, MMA, NHL, all of those things are going on. Boxing as well. So your place to do your betting. Number one sports betting spot this season. All your team odds, team info, player news, game trend will be at BetOnline. Head over to BetOnline.ag. Get a 50% welcome bonus, y'all. BLEAV, that's our code. Use that thing and get yourself some bets. World Cup is on there, guys. You got a free bet for World Cup. So go ahead and throw your support behind your favorite country.
Are you a soccer guy?
You know, I can appreciate watching it. I don't watch it like religiously, so I don't know who's where. But you know, I do like watching the game. I enjoy that. So I like the, I guess the, what is it, the beautiful game they call it.
It's
pretty beautiful. Whenever everything goes well and you tie in some good commentary that's in a language you can't understand, and you're like, oh, something's good is happening. Something good is happening. Go!
That's right.
Then you know, so I can do that part.
I fully admit that I am a fair weather fan. I enjoy it. I think it's fun. If there's a big game on, I'll watch it. But I'm with you. I don't follow it week by week. If I see that there's a big matchup between two big clubs, I'll check it out. But then I am all in for the World Cup and for the Olympics. I love that. So I will be tuned in all next week. I'm going to have to find a way to watch Thanksgiving football and Thanksgiving soccer. That's going to be fun. Mm. So can bet, do some sort of parlay on Bet Online for Thanksgiving football and football. So that'll be fun. But the stuff I guess I kind of know a little bit better is the NFL, although my picks don't share that they don't express that. But let's get to our week 11 picks. What's my record? If you had to guess over the first 10 weeks, it's not very good. Probably 15, 20, 30 games under 500.
Yeah, I think so. Last week was rough, and I'm not just laying on you. Last week was rough for me and Cam. Shout out to Cam for coming on and helping us out. We were both like 4-10.
It was an odd week.
Yeah, it was definitely an odd week. It was like the teams, literally just about everything that we picked was off. And you got to consider the spread as well. But we will do better this week. We will improve.
That's right.
And we got Titans-Packers, okay? Titans-Packers.
The Packers are a 3-point favorite. Finally got a win after a long losing streak last week against Dallas. The Titans, did they beat the Broncos last week? Maybe. I can't remember. But the Packers, 3-point favorite at home at Lambeau. Give me Aaron Rodgers. I think they roll with it. I think they found something working, and I'm hoping for one of my fantasy teams that Christian Watson is a real deal playmaker again this week. So give me the Packers in this one on Thursday night.
The Titans did indeed win the game. Ryan Tannehill was back at the helm.
That's right.
You know, I'm going to go with Tennessee, and I'm just simply because I figure you just go hand that thing off to Derrick Henry and let him do his thing. It'd be hard to get a bead on what Green Bay is doing, but I'm going to go with Tennessee to cover the 3.
I hear you, and it's cold. It's probably getting cold. I don't know the weather right in front of me, but Lambeau in the winter, that's when you need a good running back, and they have that in Derrick Henry, no doubt about it. All right, the Ravens, 13-point favorites against the Panthers. The Ravens are at home. Sounds like Baker Mayfield is going to be your starter. I think P.J. Walker was injured, so Baker Mayfield and Lamar Jackson going at it once again. Used to face off in the AFC North. Now one is in the NFC South. All Ravens here?
Yeah, I think so. This one has the spread went up by 1 point. So I guess when they got the news, it was a minus 12. Now it's minus 13. I'm going to roll with Baltimore in this one.
Usually it's a quarterback, but can you imagine if Vegas like gave their reason for a point spread going up or down? Like, oh yeah, that quarterback's starting. Yeah, there's no way. Hike that up a little bit. That's tough.
Man, I tell you, they don't need to do that.
No,
these are hurt feelings.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hurt feelings.
All right, the Bills coming off the craziest game.
Who'd you pick? Did you take Baltimore?
I'm sorry. Yeah, no, I said all Ravens. I figured we both were all Ravens there.
Gotcha.
So, I think the Ravens handle that pretty pretty solidly there. So the Bills, coming off maybe the craziest game ever, are going to host the Browns. I think I saw that there's a chance for 2 inches of snow or something like that, or 2 feet of snow.
They're playing in Detroit.
Oh, did they move it?
Yeah, they decided to move this game. It's going to be in Detroit, so there will be no weather, no wind, no issues at all. It'll be a nice, flat, fast track for Stephon and Josh Allen to cover this 8.5. Mm. I think they can do it. They got to get back on track. And inside, no weather affected.
Yeah.
I think they're going to try to put up the points.
I wouldn't want to be there, but I love watching those games in the snow. But yeah, I'm going to take the Bills regardless. So give me the Bills there. I guess we might be on Deshaun Watson watch, right? I think he returned to practice, so that'll be interesting what the Browns do there. The Eagles coming off their first loss. If you had heard about that, I didn't know that. That's interesting. Did they lose a game? That's weird. 6.5-point favorite going on the road to the Colts, the Jeff Saturday-led Colts with Matt Ryan back at quarterback. Whatever is going on there, they got the job done last week, but the Eagles, a 6.5-point favorite on the road. Who are you thinking there?
Man, I tell you, it feels like it's been easy to roll with Philly, except for last week. I'm going to roll with Indianapolis simply because Jonathan Taylor ran for 163 yards last week. And I think having Jeff Saturday at head coach, I think that he's like, hey, we're going to run the ball. Let's run the ball. And to have him back healthy, do I think the Colts will win? It's probably not. But I do think they can at least run the ball enough to stay within the 6.5 points and cover.
Well, we talked about it on our preview show that the Texans laid the groundwork. The Commanders put it into play. Hold on to the football, run it well, and you could beat the Eagles. And I'm with you. I think the Colts can certainly keep it close. I don't think that they win, but I do think that they hold on to the ball long enough to where the Eagles will only win by 3-4 points. So give me the Colts to cover at home, but the Eagles to win the game. All right, our Commanders, Believe in Commanders is the show. The Commanders head to the Texans on a short week after the big upset over the Eagles. They are a 3-point favorite going into Houston. I'm feeling good. I'm going to take the Commanders. I think that they jump out to the lead. I think they're focused. I think they avoid the letdown. I don't think they win easily. I don't think this team is ever going to blow a team out, but I think that they win by 4 or 5 points at least.
Man, left hand up, baby. I'm going with Washington as well. We went over it. If you listen to the episode,
go check it out
yesterday. Go check it out. I think they're just going to end up having too much for Houston. So Washington can cover this by 3. Joy Sly was NFC Player of the Week.
Yeah,
so he'll get a chance to kick about 2 field goals this game.
Goodness, he was crushing that football. That was awesome to see. We didn't even talk about him. That was impressive to see from him, who's been a little shaky this year.
Yeah, so, and you got to give Tressway some love, too, because he was able to actually get the ball down on a lot of those high snaps and was able to make that execution work. So that was very important, gave a lot of confidence, and I think they're going to still be able to kick some points down there in Houston. So Washington has it. New England and New Jets.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago, I got suckered in. I thought the Jets were on to something, and I think they're solid, but whatever it is, New England – they can't beat New England. I think it's like 13 in a row or something like that. Like straight up just have lost to them. So give me the Patriots until the Jets prove otherwise.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
I feel like that's probably the way to play. Really talented team out there in the Jets. And it's crazy. They lost to Breece Hall and they're still rolling. But
yeah,
I'm going to go. I'll slide over there. Matter of fact, I'm going to take Gang Green. I'm going to think that they can.
I mean, a streak's got to end eventually. So if I just pick the path, it probably means it's going to end this week. So you're probably safe taking the Jets.
Whatever there. Brian did.
Right. All right. So then the Lions and the Giants. Giants beat the Texans last week. The Lions somehow beat the Bears, which is crazy despite all that Justin Fields was doing. Giants are hosting. They're a 3-point favorite. I think Big Blue keeps chugging along. I think they really don't have any issues in this one.
Yeah, I'm going with them. Detroit will make it, they'll make it interesting for a little bit, but it'll be too many big plays by Saquon Barkley and Darius Slayton. He'll probably show up and have a couple plays as well. So give me New York as well.
All right, this is an odd one to me, and I guess it makes sense for this season, but crazy where the Rams are at right now. As of right now, and I don't know if they know if Stafford's playing. I don't know if it matters just because they have not looked very good, but they're going to New Orleans, and New Orleans is a 3.5-point favorite, and New Orleans is nothing special. This is crazy and just kind of speaks to, man, the Rams have fallen off a little bit.
Man, that was this one changed as well. It was 4 points on the 15th, so it's went down a half a point, closed up that line a little bit, and it was a head scratcher. I think in our heads we're thinking, oh man, the Rams are going to be good. I think this things are kind of catching up to the Rams, and they lost Cooper Kupp.
Right? So, yeah,
that's a big one. My heart says the Rams, but I feel like the recent history has shown that it's probably going to be New Orleans. I'm going to ride with the home team on this one. No Cooper Kupp. Ends up being a little bit of a problem for the Rams. That's what I'm
I feel so shocked by this, and maybe it's going to come back to bite me, but I don't think Sean McVay allows his team to get beat up like that. I know it's New Orleans. I know they've had they had a big win on in the playoffs a few years back. So give me the Rams. I think they somehow get it done. I just am not a believer in the Saints, despite all that time ago me thinking that they would be a dark horse team. That has gone out the window so far. But give me the Rams in this one, but I do not feel good about it. Here in my neck of the woods, the Bears are coming to town. Kind of surprised by this one, too. The Falcons are a three-point favorite at home. Falcons lost on Thursday night to the Panthers. Bears lost a heartbreaker to the Lions. Justin Fields is all of a sudden fantasy quarterback number one. I mean, quarterback, he's just been legit over these last few weeks. It's like he took that loss on Thursday night against the Commanders and hasn't looked back since. So I'm kind of surprised that the Falcons are favoring this one. So give me the Bears. I just feel like this feels like a trap, but give me the Bears. I don't know why the Falcons would be favored in this one.
Yeah, I feel like it's got to be one of those road game situations. Sure. You're on the road, it's tough, but Justin Fields is really starting. He's I feel like he's playing within himself, right? Where you're like, hey, I am athletic. I can get out of the pocket. I can run. And I feel like, I don't know him personally, but maybe sometimes quarterbacks try to be a passing quarterback. Mm-hmm. If your best ability is get the hell out the pocket, do that. Josh Allen does it. You know what I mean? Other quarterbacks do it. So, hey, take advantage of it. So, I'm going to roll with Chicago, though.
I don't know if the guys on the field will be thinking about this, but I know that Falcons fans will certainly be keeping an eye on this. The Falcons, at the number four pick last year, took Kyle Pitts. A lot of people thought they might take Justin Fields. I don't know that Justin Fields is really going to be motivated by that. I think he's just a baller regardless, but if Justin Fields runs all over the Falcons and they get a kind of a glimpse of something that they could have, that could be kind of ugly for Arthur Smith, even in his short time here in Atlanta. So that's just something to keep an eye on. If that'll be interesting to hear come Monday, despite, however that game turns out. So Raiders at Broncos, these two teams seem so promising at the beginning of the year. We thought the AFC West had the best division by far. The Raiders and the Broncos are struggling. Who do you take in this one with the Broncos a 2.5-point favorite at home?
I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I'll flip a coin. It is the quickest fall of grace that I've ever seen in a whole entire division. So for the sake of this one, I mean, I got to pick. Give me the home team. Give me Denver. But this is probably a game I leave alone. It's probably going to be 9-6.
Yeah.
But that means Denver covers, though. But I'll take Denver.
Yeah. I'm going to take Denver, too. I would have taken the Raiders if they were at home. I'm with you. Like, what an ugly game, and what a weird – it's just hard to believe that
those – Can they flex that? Can they, flex that to, Sunday at, 10 in the morning, just get it out of the way real early.
I was going
to
say a Saturday morning before college football or something for those people that are unfortunately up early or something like that. I like it. That brutal. You got to feel bad if you're one of those. I don't feel bad for them. I'm saying that those fans feel bad if you're watching Derek Carr and the shell of Russell Wilson, because that is not Russell Wilson, or at least not the guy that we've seen for years. It's ugly.
Yeah, that's bad. Oh, well. Keep it moving. Cowboys, Vikings, though.
Yeah, Cowboys favored in this one, a 1-point favorite. Am I reading that right? I'm double checking that.
That's what you see. And then I obviously missed it. There's still 1-point favorite on here. I missed this one on my list of stuff. I don't know how, but it is what it is. Dallas versus Minnesota at Minnesota, 1-point favorite. That is interesting.
That feels like something you stay far away from if you're actually betting.
Yeah.
I don't know what Vegas sees there, but I got to – maybe they think the Vikings' luck runs out. Them pulling off these crazy wins in the end runs out eventually, but yeah. I got to stick with the Vikings, man. I think they are proving themselves to be one of the best teams in the league.
I think if you're coming off of that big win against Buffalo, Now you're going to go at home, and they have a lot to throw at you. Justin Jefferson is very talented. I don't think you see Trevon Diggs following. I don't think he does that very much, but there's a lot of talent there. So I'm going to go with Minnesota as well. I think that they are going to hold it down at the crib. So close game, though. Obviously, one point game. I think Minnesota gets it at the crib. What do you got next? Cincinnati?
Cincinnati, 4-point favorite going on the road to Pittsburgh.
This went down a half a point, by the way, team. It was 4.5 on the 15th.
Well, so I think part of that, and I could be wrong, I think they were talking about early in the week Jamar Chase playing in this game, but I don't think that he is, and I wonder if that's kind of affecting things. Give me this. I think the Steelers lose by a field goal. I think they keep it close. I think the Bengals win, but I don't think that the Bengals I don't think they win by four. So give me the Bengals to win, but the Steelers to cover.
Yes, indeed. It looks like Jamar Chase is eyeing a Week 12 return. Okay. So he will be out in this game.
You can't judge everything on fantasy, but early in the week, Jamar Chase had 12, 13 projected points, and then all of a sudden it was gone. So I think they were hoping maybe to get him back, so probably makes sense to save him for another week. So maybe that's part of it.
You picked Cincy?
No, well, I picked Cincy to win, Steelers to cover.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, I'm going to go with Cincy all the way. I feel really reluctant on that one, but I'm going to roll with them. I just think, I don't know.
I hear you.
Maybe they get it done. But no Jamar Chase. I think I want to see how Burrow looked without Jamar Chase.
Yeah.
Kansas City.
Yep, they flex. I think they flip-flop these. Bengals and Steelers, I think, was the Sunday night game. Now the Chiefs and the Chargers with a little more skin in the game in the AFC West. The Chiefs, a 6-point favorite going to almost at San Diego, but to LA to face the Chargers. These two teams face off in like week two, maybe week three on Thursday night. It was kind of a wacky game. I think there was a pick six at the 1 yard line or something like that. Maybe the Chargers are trying to get some revenge, but I think the Chiefs are humming and I think that they take care of them. No problem here.
Yeah, this one is another one that has changed, went down a half a point, but I'm going to go with the Chiefs. I think NFL wants an opportunity to put Patrick Mahomes on primetime. They're going to do it. So, give me the Chiefs on this one. I think it will be no problemo. Kadarius Toney got the first touchdown, too.
Yeah. He looks impressive. Doesn't look like his injury is hampering him too much. Maybe he just wanted out of New York, but whatever. So 49ers going on the road. They have another primetime game. Both the Chargers and 49ers played on Sunday night, and now both of them are playing on Sunday night or Monday night. So sticking on primetime, but the 49ers going to the Cardinals. I think I saw it's going to be Colt McCoy again for the Cardinals. That's maybe why the 49ers are favored by so much. I think the Cardinals are going to play it safe and use a lot of James Conner, run the ball a lot, and try not to give the 49ers a whole lot of opportunities to create turnovers. So I think they keep it closer than 8 points, but the 49ers win.
Yeah, I'm going to just go with San Francisco winning and covering the 8. I've never been a huge Jimmy Garoppolo fan. He just makes me nervous. He just makes me nervous back there, but he finds ways to win, and I think they'll just have too much sauce, too much juice, and they can cover this 8.
I think I'm going to get it wrong, the exact like time frame, but after the game against the Chargers, he had a rushing touchdown and an interception, and he has some sort of ridiculous record when he does not throw a touchdown. Like I want to say it was like 10-2 or 10-3. He's like the ultimate game manager, and I don't say that as a knock on him. He just does what he needs to do. He gets the ball to who he needs to get the ball to, and it doesn't matter how it gets done, but the guy just wins games. It's impressive. Yeah.
It really is. It's one of those ones you like. You bet against it, and you're like, this son of a gun is still. Like,
yeah.
It. I don't know. It looks so. It looks like he doesn't know what he's looking at. Sometimes he's like, crap. This is crap. Shoot. And then next thing you know, touchdown, Debo Samuel.
Right.
What happened here? But hey, Kyle Shanahan is a lot more gray nowadays than he used to be, and it probably be just for having an unsteady quarterback position. But I do think they win. I think they cover that. I think it should be all good.
All right, so I'm putting you on the spot here. It is week 11. We haven't started week 11 as of recording this. Who are your favorites now in the NFC and the AFC. You have to pick one team right now. If you had to make a bet on Bet Online to represent the AFC and the NFC in the Super Bowl, who are you going with? It was a topsy-turvy last week. Like, I felt like we were kind of getting some stuff set in stone, but a couple of teams jumped up and some fell down last week. So that's why I asked the question.
Yeah, no, that's a good call there. I'm going to go with Kansas City. I feel like that's a super easy bet. That division's not so hot, but I think they have enough experience that they should push them. My dark horse are those Miami Dolphins, my surprise team starting the year. I think they got enough offensive juice to make something happen. If I go over there to the NFC side, I think you have to look at Minnesota just for, you know, just the way they've been able to put things together and find ways to win. I think they're susceptible though. I think they're susceptible. Similar with the Eagles, I think they're both susceptible. So those would be my two teams to kind of focus on those divisions.
Yeah, I think for me, I think the Chiefs, obviously, Patrick Mahomes just looks like, you know, they just got him another toy in Tony Pacheco, the running back. I mean, they kind of replaced Tyreek Hill and not skipped a beat, which is really impressive. I still think the Bills are legit. I think Josh Allen is kind of fighting through this injury and he can't afford to sit out time, but I still think they're pretty legit despite the fact that they've blown a couple of leads. But man, you know, they're not a given to win this division anymore. All four teams as of right now in the AFC East are in the playoff hunt. So the Bills are not a slam dunk to host a playoff game.
The entire East in the NFL could make it to the playoffs. You could have wild 4-4, all four from each side could make it. So my biggest thing with Buffalo though is the weather. It's going to get nasty. They're not going to always get to move these games. There's going to be, and I mean, you have a passing attack. And you think about what last year when New England went into Buffalo, they ran the ball every single time in one of those games.
That's right.
Every single time. Now, can you imagine Buffalo having to get out there? They're going to have to figure out what to do if there ends up being some sort of a snow game. So I think the weather is going to be a negative effect for Buffalo just because they haven't ran the ball very well.
Yeah. NFC, I think the two clear teams are the Eagles and the Vikings. I'm with you though, they both have deficiencies that can be exposed, but they still find a way to get wins. I know that the Eagles dropped the one on Monday night, but one team, my dark horse in the NFC, and it feels weird to say that he's a dark horse, but Tom Brady and the Buccaneers, they've won two in a row. They get a bye week now after the win in Germany. I don't know. It just always seems like Tom Brady is around when you least expect him to be. And I could see the Bucs kind of making a late season run. I think they found something in Rashad White. So he's always around. So he'll definitely play a part in the NFC picture. But yeah, for right now, I would say Bills, Eagles. But, you know, there are a couple other teams that could hang around and make this interesting.
Yes, indeed. That is the truth. Well, man. It was always a pleasure. It's been fun.
That's right.
Glad to have you back.
Yeah, it's good to be back. Little man's going on his second week of football. Hopefully he can go 2-0 as a Commanders fan. Maybe he's our good luck charm. So hopefully he can keep it rolling. Hopefully we can get our picks rolling here. So thanks to Bet Online for always bringing us those spreads. And be sure to check them out and use our code BELIEVE they'll match half of your first deposit. So check that out. And then as always, you can check us out all over the place. This show will be on YouTube. But then you can hear us on TuneIn, SiriusXM Stadium, and all your streaming platforms. Anthony, be good. I'm sure we'll talk over the weekend. Hopefully another good weekend of NFL football ahead.
Yes, sir. We'll see you next time, folks. Have a good one.